Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Ginny, and I live in Austin, Texas. I'm a big fan of the show, and I just wanted to quickly share a maybe paranormal experience that I had as a child. I've lived in Texas my whole life, and I grew up in a very small town about 2 hours northwest of Austin. The experience happened one summer when I was about 11 years old, and my cousin, who was about a year younger than me, was staying at my house for a few weeks. She and I were really close, and we would kind of take turns staying at each other's houses when we were out of school for the summer. I also have an older brother who would usually hang out with us, but when this particular experience happened, he was staying at a friend's house out of town. So one night, my cousin and I decided to try and stay up all night because we'd never done it before, and I guess it just seemed like the cool thing to do. We'd been playing card games, watching TV, just doing stuff to try and stay awake, and we went to see what board games I had. So this does involve a Ouija board. Basically, I'd gotten one as a birthday present a while before, and being kind of a sheltered child, I didn't really know what it was. It was like the Milton Bradley version, so I thought it was a game, I guess, and had put it with my board games in my closet. It was still in the plastic wrap. It hadn't been opened. My cousin actually knew what it was, or at least had heard of it at some point, so she decided we should use it to have a seance. I didn't know for sure what that would entail, but was willing to go along with it. So she says we need candles and we need to sit on the floor with a Ouija board between us. It was about 1 or 2 in the morning by this time, so my parents were asleep and she and I were the only ones awake in the house. So we're in my bedroom with the door closed, light off, candles lit, sitting on the floor with the Ouija board. She says that I should ask the first question since it's my house. I didn't really know what to ask, so she tells me to ask if there's anyone in the house with us. So I do. Right then, we both hear this loud click beside us. I had this huge antique wooden cabinet in my bedroom. My parents had a lot of antique furniture throughout the house, like pretty much most of our furniture. The top part of the cabinet consisted of a few shelves that I used as a bookshelf, and the bottom part had a set of drawers on one side of it, and on the other side, it had this little door. I had never been able to open the door. It had this metal latch on it that was maybe rusted shut. So we hear this loud click. We look over, and the latch on the cabinet door had opened. And then it was like something you'd see in a movie. The door started to swing open very slowly, and it even made the little sound, like the wood groaning, I guess. And we're both just staring at it, wide-eyed, open-mouthed, and just completely shocked. We look back at each other, and it was like we made some unspoken agreement to just get out of the room as soon as possible. We both jumped up and ran for the door, and we could not get out of there fast enough. I just knew if I turned around, something would be behind me. We ran to the living room, we turned on all the lights and started watching funny movies, and we didn't go back into my bedroom for the rest of the night. That was enough to make me never really want to mess with a Ouija board again. I never had another experience in that house, and my cousin and I never talked about it again. So, yeah, that's my story. Hope it wasn't too long. Again, I just want to say that I really enjoy the show, and keep up the good work.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.